Hi, this is Chris McGregor. This is a very special audio recording taken from the video that we just produced with Father Timothy Gallagher discussing the Discerning Hearts Retreat, Hope in Difficult Times, with St. Therese and her family. In this conversation, you'll hear not only how you can sign up for both the in-person retreat and the newly available webinar option, but also why we feel you might want to join us. We now begin the conversation with Father Timothy Gallagher. Welcome, Father Gallagher.
Thank you, Chris.
I am so looking forward to our upcoming retreat that we've entitled Hope in Difficult Times, and specifically with St. Therese of Lisieux and her family. What a dream. I am so excited that we're doing this. Thank you for coming out to Nebraska to do that.
Oh, it's my privilege. And you know, what I'm finding, I think what we all realize is that we're familiar with Therese, let's say, and her story of a soul, but there are other treasures that are largely untapped. And one of them, a major one, is the letters of her mother, where you see the life of the family, its joys and its struggles, which were not insignificant. And then a servant of God, Léonie, Therese's sister. So we're going to be exploring things that I think most of us have not yet seen. And that's really wonderful to get a sense not only of Therese individually, but of the whole family of saints.
Well, I think the title is important, Hope in Difficult Times, and to realize this family has experienced a very similar type of concerns, challenges, and anxieties that we're experiencing today.
Sure, illnesses, severe at times, death, repeated death in the family, war. They go through in first person the experience of war. And then a child with disabilities, so many different things. It's so similar to our lives. And that's what's exciting about it, is that you see that holiness can be lived. You know, the classic saying that holiness does not consist in doing extraordinary things, but in doing ordinary things extraordinarily. Well, this family puts flesh on that and makes it real. And that opens up a new perspective, or a richer perspective, on our own daily lives.
It's the whole entire family, which I think we're going to be able to meet in some ways, because not only is it Louise, Ellie, the girls, but the extended family. That is one of the things that the aunt, the uncle, Isidore, Celine, the cousins, the Sister Marie Docite. I mean, this is such a rich dive into the heart of a family.
One of the books on, well, it's Therese and the whole family, plays, the title plays off of the story of a soul of Therese, and it's called The Story of a Family. And it really is. And that opens up a perspective on our own families and what can be done. Some of these causes of canonization, there are four of them. Well, okay, three are canonized and one is on her way. These would not have happened without the support of the other family members, husband and wife, parents and children, sister and sister. And so it really brings it down to earth. I think what really engages, well, certainly me, as I was reading through all of this, and preparing, you know, the podcasts and things that we've done on it, is that it's so touchable. It's so close. It's so much like our daily lives. And you can't avoid the hope that I can do this too.
Well, I think the setting too of having a retreat to be able to encounter this great cloud of witnesses that it's a family, I think is very important, because as you said, we've done the podcast and the response has been enormous, not only for what we've learned about Therese through her letters, but the experience of the family with Léonie, servant of God, Léonie. This hope in difficult times, you begin to see that this family relies on each other and they rely on the saints. And so those who are going to come are going to be leaving with some really incredible friends.
It's a wonderful setting, the Benedictine monastery and retreat house attached to it. for what we're doing here, where you're away from everything for a few days, and you can just dive into this richness. And what gives hope is that there is not one of us, and I can say this confidently to anyone who will listen to what we're saying now, who will encounter more difficulties than one daughter in that family did, who is now on her way to canonization, servant of God, Léonie. And she found a way, I would say, not in spite of those difficulties, but by embracing them and living them in the Lord. So this is difficulties of health, severe emotional problems, repeated failures, which could have crushed her easily in her life, the experience of war, as I've mentioned, the deaths in the family. She goes through all of this, and she finds a way to love the Lord and grow close to God. And that's what gives you hope. None of us will ever deal with more than she did, and she made it.
Yeah, she did. This is going to be, again, April 7th through the 10th, 2022. And we have people flying in from all over the country and even Canada, Father Gallagher, so far. So I would encourage, we have some slots left. So people coming in for the in-person retreat, as Father said, the St. Benedict Center is one of the most beautiful facilities. So calm and quiet, but yet it will meet every need to facilitate that silence and in that counter. And I think there is a real value in actually coming and taking this rest. We have been through so much, people throughout, all over, haven't we? I mean, sometimes need to find that silence, don't we?
And
not that this is going to be a silent retreat necessarily, but you can find those nooks of silence at the center, no problem.
The place itself is conducive toward that. You just find yourself slowing down and settling down. And then, you know, we've done this before, and the companionship of other like-minded people, the times of prayer, and of course the content, which is all about holiness, all of that comes together to create a wonderful environment. And in person is wonderful.
But for many people, we've heard from around the world, I kid you not, since we announced this, have wanted to participate virtually. So we are opening up a webinar, an ability for people to come and participate virtually. And we're excited to do that too. It's not quite the same as being in person, but I think being able to hear the talks, hearing what people are experiencing, I think that's important too, isn't it, Father?
Yeah, what's really wonderful about that is obviously that it opens this up to people who, for one reason or another, can't travel or the distance is too great. It does literally open it up to the entire world, as we've seen from previous experiences of this kind. So I'm really happy that we're going to have the virtual option. And of course, Chris is a master at this, so that will be a very rich experience.
I'm counting on the Martins to help us, all of them. Again, in the experience of the in-person, we have the ability to be able to receive the sacraments. We'll have a wonderful confrere of yours coming all the way from Massachusetts to participate and kind of be a chaplain and to hear confessions. And would you like to introduce Father for us?
Sure. That's Father John Luong, who is the vocation director for our United States province of the Oblates of the Virgin Mary. So he's very, very active, very much on the go. And I know he's really looking forward to being there as well, as we are to have him.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a very special opportunity. So I encourage people, there's only a quarter of rooms available yet before it's going to fill up. So if you've been waiting to sign up for the in-person, I would do it now. And you'll find information at discerninghearts.com where you'll be able to, we can help you with travel information and how to get to where you need to go. And this is what we do. This is the heartland. So hospitality is number one, especially when it comes to a Benedictine experience. But also in the webinar, what they'll experience is not only your talks, but opportunities to talk to you as well. And I think that's a very neat aspect of this that you have been so gracious to offer for past participants.
Oh, sure. Certainly, you know, obviously, yes, sure.
Well, we hope you can join us, don't we, Father Gallagher?
Absolutely.
And the entire Martin family. Again, that's going to be April 7th through the 10th, 2022, in beautiful Schuyler, Nebraska, which is just maybe 30 minutes west of Omaha. And again, give yourself this time. I think it will be a very blessed. And I just want to say real quickly, people may not appreciate that the when they think of St. Therese and her family, they think Carmelites. And yes, Carmelite spirituality is very important, but there's so many other aspects of their spiritual life. We're going to be hearing about St. Francis de Sales and Jane de Chantal and the devotion of the Sacred Heart and so many other beautiful ways that respond to the universal call to holiness.
We look forward to it.
Thank you so much, Father Gallagher.
Thank you, Chris.
Hi, this is Chris McGregor reminding you to visit discerninghearts.com for more information on how you can register for the Hope in Difficult Times with St. Therese Lisieux and her family, Discerning Hearts Retreat with Father Timothy Gallagher. Again, the dates are April 7th through the 10th, 2022, and you can sign up for the in-person experience or for the webinar. We hope you'll be able to join us. God bless from all of us at Discerning Hearts.